Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is here. This is from Ronnie in Columbia. Ronnie writes, my wife got mad at me over something silly. I sent flowers to her job 5 days straight. She still wouldn't talk to me, so I ignored her back. She told me that I hurt her even more when the flowers stopped. I can't do anything right. Please help. Please.
I don't know, man. First of all, I don't know what you're apologizing for. So, but the 5 days in a row and then it hurt her feelings when you stopped. She ain't spoke to you, so now you ain't speaking to her. So, well, here's the deal, bro. All of this depends on what prompted the necessary apology. That's really all this comes down to. Now,
what did you
the
do?
The greater the violation,
right?
The greater the crawlback. So, you know, that's it.
She wants
but
more
that's
flowers,
what huh? people do. Have you ever wronged somebody in any capacity? And then you apologized about it, and now you want it to be okay right now. I said I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
The person can still be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And just
mm-hmm.
because you're sorry, they're okay with that. I mean, they appreciate you being sorry, but that don't fix the healing process. So that don't speed it up or, you know, so you got to give a person time, man. So I think... send some more flowers, man. Go keep crawling.
All right, don't get mad.
Call the florist.
He's mad because she's
ain't
mad.
You know. See, this is when reverse psychology ain't gonna work.
All right, Steve. Great answer. Linda in Seaside says, my husband and I were playing cards at our neighbor's house. Their daughter is home for a while. She's 28 and beautiful. My husband told her that he's surprised she's not married yet. He told me that it was just small talk. Was he flirting?
No. He just told the girl, I'm surprised you're not married yet. Seemed like somebody would have scooped you up by now. Mm-hmm. Man, that ain't flirting.
You sure?
You know, I'm positive that ain't flirting. Now, I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
You know, it's a form of wishful thinking.
This is true.
Uh-huh. Commenting
but it
on
ain't
how
flirting.
Beautiful she is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It ain't flirting.
Okay. What would he have said if he were flirting?
Mm.
In front of his wife now.
In front of the wife?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's nothing you can say in Leo. There's no, I have none of that for you, dog. None of this can be said in front of your wife.
She's 28 and beautiful. My husband told her that he's surprised she's not married yet.
Girl.
Ooh, that crazy. Right there. You can end it.
Yeah. That right there does it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I tell you what, you wouldn't have to stay here if I was 28. I tell you
See, all of that.
Throw the cards at you.
I take care of that 28, 29, 30, 31. My friend, you wouldn't have nothing to worry about.
Flip that table, girl. All right.
Okay.
You don't look nothing like your mama.
That's too far.
Moving on to Monty in Lawton. Monty writes, I'm dating a woman that loves country music and I can't get with it. She bought us concert tickets because she is determined to get me to like it. Am I supposed to pretend like I like it so I won't be in the doghouse, or can I be brutally honest?
Nah, dog. Especially if she got tickets to see Chris Stapleton. Need to get your ass on down. That boy right there cold. That boy cold.
You're going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Learn yourself something, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here she go. Yeah.
Chris Staples.
Uh-huh. That boy bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one, Steve.
Why you wanna treat me so cold? Why you wanna go on and cut me like a knife? And put our love on ice. Mm. Oh! That boy right there, that song, man.
Lyrics, Staples. Country music. Lyrics.
All right, Monty. Yeah.
Storyteller.
Listen to Steve. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Journey in Grand Rapids, who says, I'm pregnant and my boyfriend broke up with me because I told him that it might not be his baby.
God.
What? How can she break up with me when he cheated? How can he break up with me when he cheated on me first? At least I was honest about mine. Should I fight to get him back or just let it go?
Fight to get him back.
He gone.
Yeah.
That statement right there, fight to get him back. Fight to get back. Wait a minute. Fight to get who back? Because right now it looks like you got options on who you need to be back. We boyfriend, girlfriend, you get pregnant. Mm-hmm. You tell me it might not be his baby.
Wow.
And what I'm finna sit here for?
For 9 months.
Wow. Yeah, but she says he cheated on her first. But
that don't even matter. She found a baby to
see. But see, listen to me. Here we go. You have to ladies. I'm going to tell you like my daddy told me. It's a double standard statement, but nothing holds more true.
Yeah.
You can't do what I do and still be a lady.
Yep.
Now, guess what? He cheated on you. Wrong as hell.
Yeah.
You going out and cheating on him, still wrong.
Yeah.
Now, y'all back together, but now you pregnant, and you don't know who the daddy is. God.
Well,
One of these is starting to look like it had the greater consequences? Because, ladies, you have to be careful because your consequences are much more dire because you are much more special. Mm-hmm. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Right.
And there is no more powerful piece on the chessboard than the queen.
Yeah, true.
I'm just telling you, man, you've got to be careful. You got to be smarter than that. A man can go make a stupid mistake. You can't make that same stupid mistake.
Okay, question. Should she not have been honest with him then? Should she not have told him?
Yeah. See right there.
She said, at least I was honest with mine.
At least. How many times I talk to y'all about this?
I know. I want your take on this.
So what you're saying, probably should have waited till the baby came out.
Shut your damn mouth. Get a paternity test. Because it might be 50-50. That is his.
Yeah. All right, CLO. All good today. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QM.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.